Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior online at Twitter and Facebook. Just search WOW Show as we wrap up the show. Don't forget, we'll be live from Chicago tomorrow on Twitter. Just find us on WOW Show or any of the UFC in Chicago Twitter handles. Tommy Toehold is back this week as he helps us kind of wrap out the week. Then we'll get to some news and do some other craziness. But without further ado, this week's edition of the Tommy Toehold Show.
What's up, Fight fans? Welcome to Triple THS. I'm the originator of the bloop, Tommy Toehold. Today, Fox takes fuel out to the woodshed, Tough gets the Nolan treatment, and Vitor calls out Charlie Brown, I think. Plus a viewer comment of the week. Coming for you, Charles Bronson. Last Saturday, the UFC headed to the Call of Duty multiplayer map Sao Paulo, Brazil for a night filled with knockouts, submissions, and controversial decisions. The main card kicked off with Russian cosmonaut Khabib Nurmagomedov-Rontamnaverver, who will just call skip for the remainder of the segment, elbowing out of Thiago Tavares. Referee Dan Murgliata called a stop to the fight after determining that Thiago's strategy of being unconscious and taking 6,000 elbows to the dome was no longer working. Afterward, Dana White tweeted that Murgliata had his head up his ass. The NFL replacement refs were quick to defend Dan, saying that Tavares was clearly defending himself with his mind. Murgliata hasn't catched this much heat since he repped Ralphie v. Scott Fargus.
Can you continue? Can you continue? Scott, are you hurt? Defend yourself, I'm gonna stop it. Nah, he's okay.
After that debacle, FX aired Gabriel Gonzaga and Ben Rothwell in slow motion. Gonzaga pulled out the win in the second when he used the incredible friction created by his body hair to choke out Big Ben. Corey Haim got booed like a comedian singing the national anthem when he won a controversial split decision over Brazilian Daniel Sarafian. And that took us to the main event, where Vitor's Mohawk and Cheez-It powers crow-copped Michael Bisping's melon into the favelas. But believe it or not, that wasn't the highlight of the evening. Vitor topped himself afterward when John Anik put a mic in his face and he proceeded to ramble incoherently for about 30 seconds. To translate what he said, the German-American-Brazilian translator guy from Saturday night. What was Vitor trying to say?
I have no clue.
Vitor, what is it you were trying to say after your fight?
It's a clout, Tommy. It's a clout. John Jones, Macaroni, Jurassic Park, Dumbledore.
Maybe if you calm down a little bit, we can understand you better.
I'll tell you what he said, Tolstoy. He wants a rematch with John the Leprechaun, and he wants me out of the UFC. Here's the problem with that, Yoshi. Jonathan Dwight Jones already has 240 pounds of American steel to worry about on April 27th. So why don't you take a number, sit in the lobby, read a copy of my book, and when I'm finished nabbing Bonesy's hardware, we can arrange some sort of meeting. Whether it's in the Octagon, the mean streets of Westland or the gutters of Rio de Janeiro, the people's champ will fight anyone, anywhere. And if you're lucky, Vieira, I might even let you meet Jesus after we're finished.
Jesus!
Nah, it's just me, Mike Garcia.
And his name's not Cheez-Its, that's a snack. Look, Vitor, I'd love to stay and get your thoughts on feet, but I've got a championship bout to train for. Kaboom!
Hey, Vitor.
Yes, Cheez-It?
Stop it.
Here's some words I thought I'd never say. Can't wait to see Tough next week. The Ultimate Fighter premiered last night. The two-hour opener was more NFL films and less Jersey Shore, with a whole new look and a stripped-down feel. The first show was all about meeting the fighters, getting into the house, and crying. Lots and lots of crying. Team Jones is being headed up by Devin Hester, who dominated in his fight, with suplexes that would make Chris Benoit smile if he were still alive. Team Little JJ's number two is the douche-tastic Josh Salmon, who before throwing some wicked double punches, yelled, "Are you ready?" to the crowd in attendance. Spent the rest of the fight beating out of his opponent while screaming mine like the seagulls in Finding Nemo. Needless to say, I hope this guy makes it into the UFC. Team Darkseid's being headed up by the giant Brit Luke Barnett, who I'm almost positive is actually James Thompson. And Chael's number two guy is Uriah Hall, who looked like the Jamaican spider goat as he beat his opponent like a TV remote with dying battery. The first official fight will be next week when Luke Barnett faces off against Super Saiyan Roy Jones. Junior looks like a tank, but Luke's got arms longer than War Machine's rap sheet, so I'm giving the edge to the Brit. The show was shot in a grittier style and looked more like Batman Begins and less like Batman and Robin. The new style included extreme close-ups of people's faces, slow-motion walking, crying, and punching, and little quick zooms for no apparent reason.
Tommy's next joke is about Fox rebranding Fuel TV into Fox Sports 2.
The execs at Fox are bringing the hammer down on two of their most beloved channels, sort of. In an effort to make people even more confused than they already are, Fuel TV will now be Fox Sports 2, and Speed, which I didn't even know existed, will be Fox Sports 1. They also decided that FX will no longer carry any sports, because FX has the movies. The change is coming this summer, and there's still no word as to how this will affect your UFC viewing. Rest assured, changing Fuel's name to Fox Sports 2 won't change the fact that I can't find five people to have it. That's show, Fight fans! Tune in next Wednesday when I go whitewater rafting with Team Jackson!
Thank you, Tommy. You can catch him on Facebook or Twitter or, of course, YouTube at the Tommy Toehold Show. Tomorrow, yesterday was a big day as Matt Hughes officially retired and was given a new job, a crazy new job. He's in charge of government relations and fighter relations. So essentially his new job first in mixed martial arts is he will be the liaison between the UFC and fighters and the UFC and government. So as they continue to make this sport as legitimate as they possibly can and see if they can make a run at being as popular in the universe as, let's say, the NFL, this is one step towards it. If you want to see an interesting video, Ariel Helwani talked to Matt Hughes about it, who was excited about the new job, but not so excited about the retirement part. He did, in fact, at the end of the interview, if you look on our Facebook page, hints that if they need him, wink, 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 for any of the issues that they've been having, wink, 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 he would be more than happy to jump back into the fray. And after The Ultimate Fighter, Jon Jones has changed his tone a little bit. He is warming up in some weird way to Chael Sonnen, as you saw on Tuesday, and now says Sonnen does, in fact, deserve a title shot. He has, quote, beaten everybody that he needed to beat, and so Chael Sonnen says, Jon Jones, you get the title shot. Not that it was actually up to him at all. Mike Dolce back in the news talking about Chris Cyborg. He says not only does he have no problem getting her down to 135, but he is absolutely, positively, unequivocally concerned that she will not only dethrone Ronda Rousey, but become a legend in the sport in the UFC at 135. It's going to be interesting. I cannot wait to see if they go through with this whole process and if, of course, Ronda Rousey gets past her first test against Liz Carmouche and then maybe some Cyborg action towards the end of the year. If we get that fight, we're going to find out really quickly what the world of women's MMA is going to look like in 2013 and beyond. We heard on Wednesday it looked like Anderson Silva was warming up to a fight with Luke Rockhold, but now, even though Tommy Tolhold made plenty of fun of the fact that Vitor looked like he wanted to fight Jesus and then wanted to fight Chael Sonnen and then wanted to fight Jon Jones, it looks like Luke Rockhold and Belfort is quote-unquote in the works and may even be a verbal agreement. So we're heading into another fight between a former Strikeforce guy and Vitor Belfort, who's looking to find his place in the UFC. After that win with Bisping we talked about earlier in the show, what do you do with this guy? You got to figure it out. Luke Rockhold, a great place to start. And there's been some scrum this week with Rampage and how he's been treating the media and how he's been treating the UFC. We talked about it this afternoon about how he feels that the UFC has done him wrong and he needs to move on. He hasn't made enough money. But according to Dana White, who's felt the need to defend the organization between 2007 and 2012, Rampage Jackson made $15.2 million. Let me repeat that. Rampage Jackson made $15.2 million. Did you make $15.2 million? My guess is probably not. So, of all the talk of fighters being treated not correctly by the UFC, and I certainly think there might be a case for you to make that, because if you're on the undercard and you're working for $1,500 to show and $1,500 to win, plus you've got to pay for a whole camp, we can have that argument. Rampage is not somebody who can have that argument. $15.2 million is a lot of money. Tito Ortiz did a much better job of being an advocate for the sport than Rampage is. I don't know if he's actually going to leave the sport and go to boxing, if he's going to end up at Bellator, or going to eat crow and head back to the UFC. Whatever he does, though, I think it's worth noting that $15.2 million is certainly a lot of bling. Week 2 of Bellator on Spike, and another great night of fights for Bellator 86 as Ben Askren defeated Carl Amoussou in TKO, round 3 at the 5-minute mark. King Mo, his debut in Bellator, was a knockout punch, round 1 at 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Douglas Lima kicked the hell out of Mikel Sarev's legs. TKO round 2 of leg kicks. It was brutal. Ben Saunders notched a win, and Marius Zaromskis loses by unanimous decision to kick the card off. Another night next week. Bellator 87 as the tournament continues. Predictions for this weekend, you can get them on Twitter or Facebook. Just search WOW Show. Who are you going to pick? You got Dotson, you got Mighty Mouse, Rampage, Glover Teixeira, Pettis, or Cerrone. It's going to be a great night of fights on Fox. And of course, we will be there live covering everything. So if you want to get the inside scoop, that will be starting at about 3 p.m. Eastern on Twitter. If you don't want it ruined, just tune in once everything goes to Fox. It's Way of the Warrior. We will catch you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.